Welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, comment, and share. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. On this bonus Earth Day episode, I speak with the awesome Franklin and the awesome Olivia. We talk about the environment and online learning. We talk about animals and many other things. This episode is especially for the kiddos. I hope you learned something from this episode.
Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with Franklin and...
Livy.
And we are doing a special Earth Day edition of the Hello, Hello World
podcast.
Woohoo! So we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff today. First, I want to talk a little bit about school before we talk about Earth Day and stuff. So, Franklin, why don't you tell me a little bit about online learning and how it's going?
It's going okay. I'm glad that I'm in my room this time.
What types of things do you like about it?
I like the learning games, especially the math one called Zorbitz.
Oh, cool. And is that something you do every day, Zorbitz?
It depends on if we have a choice or the teacher actually asks us to. Another one I like is Pebble Go. It has three different types of books. I think there are seasons, signs, and animals. The only one I've explored so far is animals. My favorite book that I've read so far is the Sabretooth Cat.
Ooh. Sounds interesting. And what about you, Liv? What about online learning for you? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? What are you enjoying about it?
I still get to see my friends, and I get to be the special person in that. I was the special person on the first day of my online learning schooling.
What does it mean to be the special person? Tell me.
So, it means that you have to do something like kind to be in the order to be the special person.
Oh, okay. Franklin, back to you. Is there anything that you don't like about online learning?
Yes. There's a couple of things. One, I have blue light glasses and I wear headphones. And sometimes the headphones with the blue light glasses hurt my ears a bit. And I don't get to see my friends in person. I don't have free time.
What about you, Lou? Is there anything that you don't like about online learning?
No.
Okay. That's a very honest opinion. I'm glad that you guys are adapting to it and that you are enjoying it as much as you can. What about when you're at school, Franklin? Is there anything that you really like when you're at school?
I like having free time with my friend Cole because we both have really cool Lego creations that we still are working on.
Oh.
And free time means we have these bins with our name on it and there's activities in it. Most people have a big one that has a lot of the same activity. So that's like the one that I normally see people using. And you also have wooden sticks to use and Play-Doh that you can use.
Awesome. And what about you? What do you like when you're at school most?
I get to see my friends, and one day we'll maybe make some Play-Doh, and I'll be able to play with it at school.
Okay. What's your teacher's name, Lou?
Miss Lozon and Miss Potato.
And what about you, Franklin? Who's your teacher?
I have two teachers. I have Miss McKay was the first teacher I had. And my other grade one teacher is Miss Girardi. Because we have a second... Miss Girardi came in with us for a little while. Because... Miss McKay had her second foot surgery because it was crooked.
Oh, okay.
The first time, I think.
Oh, okay. So, let's talk a little bit about the earth and the environment, because those are things that we focus on in our house and in our life a lot. What are some things, Libby, that you think we do as a household to help the well-being of the environment and our Mother Earth? What do we do here?
So we compost, we throw stuff in the recycle, and we save fruits and vegetables. Even the tops for our dog.
Okay, what about you, Franklin? What do you think we do as a household to help our environment?
We recycle, we sort, and we make sure our recycle and our garbage is in the right bin.
What else? When I say the word Mother Earth or planet, what do you think of? What do you think we should do to protect it?
We have never had a tree cut down on the house that we live in right now.
Okay. What about you? What do you think about and how would you want to protect Mother Earth? Okay, you can answer. What do you think about when you think about Mother Earth and nature and the environment? What pops into your head when you think about that?
I don't really think about that.
Okay.
But what I would think about is cutting up fruits and vegetables for our dog.
Okay. And what about, say, something like the animals that live on the earth? Are those important? Just like not cutting down a tree.
Yes, and yes. The way to keep them here is no litter bugs.
No chomping down trees, because those are their habitats.
That's right. And let's talk a little bit about animals. What kind of animals? What's your favorite animal, Frank?
I have a lot. I'm going to tell you all of them.
Okay.
I like baby raccoons because they're cute. I like wolf cubs because they're cute. I like bear cubs because they're cute. Mm. I like every fluffy cub.
Okay.
Almost.
And I like the same things.
Okay, what else do you
and
like?
And I also like unicorns.
Unicorns? What's your favorite animal, though? I know what it is.
What?
It hops up and down.
Bunnies!
Yeah. What about horses? Do you like horses?
Mm. I need buttermilk.
Buttermilk? All right. Okay, now I'm going to do a little random questions for you guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Olivia. Ladies first. So I'm going to ask you a question and just answer it with whatever comes to your mind first.
Okay.
What color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Silver or gold?
Both.
Both. If you could eat just one thing for the rest of your life, only one thing, what would it be that you would choose?
McDonald's.
And what time did you go to bed last night?
7:04.
7:04? 7:40?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. I have one question for you about McDonald's. Do you think that McDonald's is good for the environment? All of the packaging and the plastic that they use? No. That's why we don't have McDonald's very often, right? Franklin, your turn.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you ready?
Why did you say yes, ma'am?
What's your dream car?
Lamborghini.
Okay, what color is your toothbrush?
Orange.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Tacos.
I knew it.
Tacos. One last one. Silver or gold?
Gold.
For sure. You were definitely a pirate in your previous life, weren't you? Yes. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap it up? Okay.
I do. I want to talk about our favorite house. Which house we would live in if we had our own houses.
Oh, okay. What house would you live in if you had your own house?
The cottage.
The cottage. Talk a little bit about the cottage.
So, it has a huge bin of toys that I really, really like. And it has two different beds that I would live in. And when I would live in it, I would want to live in it with Frank, because then we keep getting to switch and swap.
Switch and swap rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Frank, tell us a little bit about the cottage if you want.
I like the street to ride my dirt bike on, but I've never brought my dirt bike to there.
Okay.
There is a lake at the cottage that my dad, my sister, and I really like going fishing in. Our cousins used to live there, and then they moved.
Right. Libby has something else she wants to say about the cottage.
So what I don't like about it is that there's like a million ants.
A million what?
Ants.
Ants. Yeah, and it takes a long time to get there, right?
Mm-hmm. And like it takes a million like days to like spray everywhere so that ants don't come.
Okay.
Right?
That's right. Anything else that we want to talk about?
Because I know that you and Daddy tried to spray the whole bathroom with that.
All right. I think that boat wraps up our Earth Day episode. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.